A lady this afternoon in a little meeting we had asked me to read this poem, so I'm going to read it. As a matter of fact, it's one of the poems I think I might put what little money I'd have to put on my poems on. But anyway, here it is. The scene is an island, a little island in the Mediterranean with a big yacht harbor, but otherwise island forested, cliffs, surf, no radios allowed. It's called Mass at Dawn on Waking. Past second cock crow, yacht mass in the harbor goes slowly white. No light in the east yet, but the stars show a certain fatigue. They withdraw into a new distance, have discovered our unworthiness. It is long since the owl in the dark eucalyptus, dire and melodious, last called, and long since the moon sank and the English finished fornicating in their catches. In the evening, there was a strong swell. Red dyed the sun, but at dark, wind rose easterly. White sea nagged the black harbor headland. When there is a strong swell, you may, if you surrender to it, experience a sense in the act of mystic unity with that rhythm of the universe. Your peace becomes the sea's will. But now no motion. The bay face is glossy in darkness like an old window pane flat on black ground by the wall near the ash heap. It neither receives nor gives light. Now is the hour when the sea sinks into meditation. It doubts its own mission. The drowned cat that on the evening swell had kept nudging the piles of the pier and had seemed to want to climb out and lick itself dry now floats free. On that surface, a slight convexity only. It is like an eyelid in darkness closed. You must learn to accept the kiss of fate, for the mast goes slowly white as light like dew from darkness condenses on them, on oiled wood, on metal. Dew whitens in darkness. I lie on my bed and think how in darkness the masts go white. The sound of the engines of the first fishing dory die seaward. Soon in the inland glen wakes the first dawn dove. We must try to love so well the world that we may believe in the end in God.